in Randolph County and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, and it's 9:27. I'm Jeff. You're listening to the People Speak. Rock Country 1230 97.3 WHCO. Talking this morning with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How you doing?
I'm good. I was telling you earlier this morning, it's my first day back to work since our winter break with the office being closed, so I'm excited to be back.
So get a little break in there, huh?
It was really nice. Waking up this morning was hard.
It's kind of like you get kind of like the school schedule there, you know?
Yeah, my friend's a teacher, and we had about the same schedule.
I guess what kind of things are we looking at now that you're back at it?
Now that we're back at it, we're excited to have some scholarships open for high school and college kids to apply to. We've got committee meetings coming up to plan the upcoming year, and later on today we'll be talking about our plat books that are going to be coming out here soon, too.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on the People Speak right after this. And again, we're talking with Allison today from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And you were talking about some scholarships, I guess.
Yes. So our County Farm Bureau has our own scholarship through our foundation that we have just for members or dependents of members of just our Farm Bureau. So they're due February 15th, and they're open now on our website. Only thing to get it is either your parents or you're a dependent of a member or you yourself as a member. Major in the agriculture field, and that's a variety of so many different majors these days. And it's any senior in high school or any college student. So if you're in college now, you're going to be like a junior or senior next year, apply to. Last year, we gave out $11,000 to local kids, and it's a really great way for us to give back to the community. Another scholarship that's open is the IAA scholarship, which is the Illinois Agriculture Association, which is our home office. So those of you are either a member or a dependent of a member as well, and they're due the same day, February 15th. We made that pretty easy for everybody. And that one, you don't even need to be majoring in ag for majority of those scholarships. Some of them you do and some you don't. It's a total of like over 80 scholarships all in one application.
Oh, wow.
Easiest application ever in my idea.
One-stop shop.
Yeah. One-stop shop. It's It's $164,000 total in scholarship money in that one-stop shop. And wow. Whenever I was in high school and college and applying for scholarships, everyone told me that's the easiest money you can get in your life. Takes you, what, like an hour to apply for a scholarship maximum, and you can get $1,000. No one out there is going to pay you $1,000 for an hour of work.
True.
So, and I know both of the scholarships are pretty similar as well, so once you fill out one, the next one's going to be easier to fill out too. But those are both due February 15th. I encourage anyone that is a member or they know like one of their friends is a kid of a member, tell them to apply. Easiest money you can get. And if you aren't a member but you'd like to be one, you can apply to be a member and then fill out the scholarship as well. So that's pretty easy as well.
Don't have to be a member for like a year or anything.
So. Nope, none of those rules. So Definitely apply. Both are due February 15th, and I look forward to reading everybody's essays. That's one of my favorite things, is to see what the future holds.
Mm-hmm. Kind of get an idea of where they're thinking, you know.
And what yeah. And there's so many different ag majors out there, too. It's interesting to see all the different things people apply for as well.
Wow. That's so, yeah, definitely get those in, though, because it's, I mean, the way this last year flew by, you know.
It flies by, and then, you know, for a lot of seniors in high school, that last semester of high school flies by, and you don't want to be applying for scholarships last minute when you're worrying about college and finishing out your senior year.
True. So, what else we got going on?
Back in early December, we had the IAA annual meeting. That's whenever we go up to Chicago with a few members mm-hmm. and vote on new policy. So that was something that we were excited to go do, because 2020, we had to do it online. It was great to be back in person, and a lot of our new policies focused on energy, so like solar, wind, nuclear. And sometimes you might think, what does that have to do with a farmer? But when you're looking at it, solar, wind, those take up land. Mm-hmm. And it's the farmers that are dealing with those lease agreements. They're dealing with the issues with it. So it's something that we take a big stance on. Another big thing that happened there is Richard Giebert Jr. from Ellisville, or Ellis Grove, was elected to his final two-year term as Illinois Farm Bureau president. So he's on year eight, and we get him for two more years, and then someone else will take his place. So it's great to see another 2 years as Randolph County mm-hmm. having the state president.
Okay, so yeah, that's local here, you know, kind of.
Yeah, it's nice. Whenever the whole state gets to hear Randolph County, it's a little nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear it on our Brownfield reports and stuff, too. Yeah. Every once in a while, I love you talking about. You know, State Farm Bureau President, Giebert, you know, and it's like Randolph County, and it's like, oh, okay, you know.
When we go up to Chicago, everyone calls him President Giebert, and we're just like, hi, Rich.
Okay, so other stuff going on then?
We're going to be having some committee meetings coming up the last 2 weeks of January. If you're a member of those, you've been notified by mail, and we'll be calling you as well. And then it was in our paper. So if you're a member and you get our paper, if you want to join a committee, look into those, and we can definitely add you on. That's whenever we kind of plan our upcoming year. So for me, it's a big deal because it tells me what to do for my job. But that's really exciting, because that's whenever we come up with new ideas. And if you have an idea that you want to bring up, definitely join a committee for that.
Okay. All right. Another quick commercial break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Allison here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And when we talked about the scholarship and the meeting and everything, and got another item there that we were talking about a little bit off air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely our scholarships, due February 15th. Get them in earlier than later. I know I always feel like we panic because we don't have any scholarships in, and then the night before they're due, we get so many.
Plus, you're reading them. You don't have time to, you know, sit down and read them. You know,
it makes it a lot easier on us if you get them in earlier, and then it's less stress for you as well, because I know at least every year someone's emailing or calling us, and they're saying, I can't get my transcript, or I'm waiting on this letter recommendation. Get it done early. Don't procrastinate.
But, we were talking about, I guess you've got a plat book coming out. It's
yes.
Something the county used to do, but then quit. And
yeah, so the county used to do a plat book that they would print off at the courthouse, and we decided to kind of help the county out and take that load off of them, because there's so much that their office is doing. Mm-hmm. We can go through a different company and do it ourselves and take care of that. So I've been working on this for about a year now, so I'm really excited to be getting it done and approved. But we went with a company called Mapping Solutions. They're actually based in Central Illinois, and they do plat books for counties all over the Midwest. And we've been working with them, and it's going to be a really nice, professional-looking plat book. we got different local businesses to advertise in it, and those advertisements are helping us to be able to have the plat book at a low cost. So I got the proof this past week, and I am approving it hopefully today, and it looks amazing, so I'm really excited to see all this work coming together finally. And hopefully it'll be out in a few weeks, and we're settling on a price, but I'm thinking like $25 to $35. Mm-hmm. So it's about the same that the courthouse would charge as well. So we'll be landowners in the county. If they're large enough, I don't remember what the amount of acres was, we'll receive a postcard in the mail saying that the plat books are at our office, and then we'll have it in our paper as well, and hopefully in the local paper in the county, so County Journal, North County News. And I'm just really excited to be able to get that looking good and done. We're going to be doing it every 4 years. We'll come out with a new plat book, so in 4 years we'll have another one coming out. But it's a really good resource for different landowners and people in the county as well. You don't think that land changes over hands as much as it does, but it actually does more than you think.
I imagine if you've got one from, you know, 20 years ago and you compare it to the one that's coming out now.
It's really interesting. And another thing that our plot book will have in the back of it, which I really like, is the different school districts in the county, where they're located and the lines are, and then where the fire districts are. So the fire districts matter a lot for different farmers, because if you have a fire in a field, it might be different fire district than your one at home.
Right.
And then the school districts as well, if you're looking to move, that's a really big decision as well. So those are two things I'm really excited for. And hopefully in a few weeks, so early February, at the end of the month maybe, we'll have our plat books in the office ready to sell.
And they could just call the office or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
call our office. You can call now if you want to, because we've been having people call and be interested, and we don't have any plat books available anymore. But if you want to call now and let us know that you're interested, we can take your name and number down and call you whenever they're in, so you can be one of the first ones to get them. Other things that we'll have available is we'll be giving away two different wall maps, so a map on your wall of Randolph County as well. That information will be coming out in the postcards that we're sending out to different landowners. So like I said, it's just something I've been working on it since I think like last February, March, I started this idea. So whenever this past week I got the proof sent to me, I was like, wow, it's here. That I thought of when I started it. I'm like, it was that long ago.
But yeah, I've seen those the wall maps at, you know, in different places before in the past. And those are kind of neat too, just to be able to kind of look at it and curiosity wise even, you know.
I have a wall map that I got at an old auction personally hanging up in my house of Washington County, because that's my home county. And it's an old one before Interstate 64 was really around. So it's pretty cool to look at.
Yeah, I bet that would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was there before the interstate was. You know?
So, but like I said, if you're interested in getting one and you want to get first pick, call our office. I know our first shipment, I think we're getting about 300 in, and then we can order more if those sell out.
Okay. So, all right, that, and get your scholarship information.
Get your scholarships in, and if you're on any committees with the Farm Bureau, you've been notified of when the meeting is, and it's also in our paper.
Okay. Anything else big coming up down the road here in the
Down the road here in February, we'll be hosting a market outlook meeting mid-February with Washington and Perry County at Pistol City. So I'll be talking about that next month when we have more details. And then we'll be doing our annual bus trip to the National Farm Machinery Show. So We skipped that with COVID last year, and I'm excited to be heading back down to Louisville for that again.
All right. Great. All right. Well, I guess covered everything, I think, there. So
I think that's everything.
But we'll look forward to talking to you again next month and find out more information on that, obviously. And,
Thank you.
And probably have the plat books in by then.
Hopefully have plat books in.
So. All right, Allison, thanks for stopping by.
And thank you. Stay warm out there today.
Yeah, definitely. That will wrap things up here on The People Speak. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.